The handover comes at a time when the SPLM North and the Sudanese government have been observing a cessation of hostilities agreement signed in 2020. The 9 members of the Sudanese army were captured a month ago in an area controlled by the SPLM North. Speaking at a news conference in Juba today, Amar Amon, Secretary General of the SPLM North Al-Hilu faction, told the reporters the men were captured in southern Kordofan.
There are people, defense forces. We have the ID cards. They were wearing uniform and carrying all sorts of guns, including artillery, heavy weapons. So we captured them after a heavy battle. So we just kept them, and eventually we had an intention of releasing them.
The prisoners were handed over to South Sudan Presidential Advisor on Security Affairs, Tutu Galuak, who mediates peace talks between the Sudanese government and the armed groups. Galuak in turn handed over the men to the Sudanese ambassador to South Sudan, Jamal Malik. Amon says the soldiers' release is a goodwill gesture meant to show that the group has no problem with the individuals, just the Sudanese government.
Just to join their families and to know that we, as individuals, we don't have problems with them, but we have problems with the government, and also to show the good intention and good heart of SPLM North. That, yes, it is true, we are a non-state actor, but we are not bound by this international, the Geneva Protocol of Prisoners of War, but we still release soldiers we capture.
War broke out between the Sudanese government and the SPLM North in 2011 after former longtime Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir tried to forcefully disarm rebel forces following the secession of South Sudan. Several rounds of peace talks have yet to end the conflict between Sudan and the SPLM North faction led by General Abdelaziz al-Hilu. The al-Hilu faction operates mainly in southern Kordofan. The rebel group claims it controls 80% of the region and a considerable portion of the Blue Nile region, an area bigger than Rwanda and Burundi put together. Sudanese Ambassador Malik welcomed the handover and praised South Sudan for its role in trying to stabilize Sudan.
In fact, this is a very big step, a significant step that emphasizes the leadership of the government of South Sudan, because it is in the interest of the two countries, and I can confirm the commitment and leadership of South Sudan to establish security and stability in the region.
Galuak says today's action signals what he calls the good intentions from the rebels to continue to engage in talks with the Sudanese government.
We have received the captives, and after that we shall finalize their return to Sudan, and we will tell their families and the people of Sudan that the people who captured them have responsibly handed them to the government of South Sudan. We have received the captives, and we want to thank the SPLM North.
Peace talks between SPLM North and the Sudanese government began in 2019 and are being mediated by South Sudan. The talks became deadlocked in late 2020 after the two sides could not reach agreement on whether or not Sudan should be a secular state. The rebel group wants Sudan to be a secular state. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.